You may know that Louisa May Alcott, the author of Little Women, was known to publish under various names. Now, a researcher in Boston believes he's found a new pseudonym, the first to be discovered since the 1940s. Solon Kelleher of WBUR reports.
A short story from 1860, titled The Phantom, caught the eye of graduate student Max Chapnick as he searched for lost works by Louisa May Alcott. The story had an elegant humor and other familiar traits of her style. But there was one problem. The newspaper credited the story to E.H. Gould. So Chapnick chalked it up to another fruitless day in his research. He went to bed, fell asleep, and...
At like 1 a.m., I woke up and I was like, oh wait, what if the story is by her and it's a pseudonym?
One important clue for Chapnick was the reference in the story to Charles Dickens, one of Alcott's favorite writers.
It's like a spoof on the Christmas Carol story. The coins are talking, like the Scrooge character's coins are talking.
It's an allegory against greed, like the original tale. But the Scrooge character in this version also learns not to create sexual quid pro quos with women for money. Chapnick notes that women often wrote under masculine-sounding pen names to try out more controversial topics and styles. But Alcott had a variety of pseudonyms.
A.M. Barnard, Flora Fairfield, Tribulation Periwinkle.
But this Gould pseudonym has never been associated with Alcott before. He combed through as many databases as he could, both digital and microfilm, to find any more clues.
It was a lot of scrolling. Several days of scrolling.
Chapnick found 7 stories, 5 poems, and 1 piece of nonfiction, all under the name E.H. Gould. Further research is needed to confirm Chapnick's theory, but one of the challenges of doing this work is the lack of digitized archives. That's something Elizabeth Pope knows well as the curator of the American Antiquarian Society.
I think people sometimes think that everything is on Google. Yeah. Everything's been digitized and is in Google Books.
The digital scan of the Phantom has a fold covering the first initial of the author's name, so Chapnick searched for both I and E.H. Gould to determine if Alcott is the author. Pope and I adopt the roles of detectives as we searched for the true initial.
If you look at the digitized version and zoom in, you can see that there's a wrinkle in the physical newspaper when it got scanned.
If Pope finds the original physical copy of the newspaper, we can see whether the author line was E, consistent with all the other works Chapnick had uncovered, or I, making it an outlier.
So it's March 10th, 1860. All right, and we'll see if we can locate that.
Pope leaves me at her desk, and in less than 5 minutes, she returns with a cart and a gigantic stack of 19th century newspapers.
Let's see. Yeah, that's March 10th.
We find it, an original print of the March 10th, 1860 edition of the Olive Branch, fragile and torn at the crease, with a slight fold over the author's name. She handles the papers with her bare hands.
And if I very gently push this, we can see that it actually is E.H. Gould.
This little unfolding confirms a consistency in the pseudonym E.H. Gould. I call Chapnick to share the news of our little discovery.
Wow! Thank you. That's great.
Chapnick hopes his work inspires more discoveries like this one. He believes there's more out there, and he's not alone.
New pen names are not commonly discovered.
Jan Turnquist, executive director of the Orchard House, where Alcott wrote Little Women. Her eyes lit up as she hears the news of E.H. Gould.
There are all kinds of people who have done Alcott research and who are interested and excited about this. And by opening up in this way, I think we'll get some very exciting information.
The last time new pseudonyms were tied to Alcott was in the 1940s. It set off ripples of discoveries over the following decades that eventually led to a wave of feminist commentary on Alcott's works in the 1980s and 90s. Unearthing the E.H. Gould pseudonym provides new research avenues to help us get a clearer picture of what else Louisa May Alcott wanted to convey. For Here and Now, I'm Solon Kelleher.